ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। सामवेदीये केनोपनिषदि द्वितीयः खण्डे प्रथमः मन्त्रः। यदि मन्यसे सुवेदेति दहरमेवापि नूनम् त्वं वेत्थ ब्रह्मणो रूपम् यदस्य त्वम् यदस्य च देवेषु अथ नु मीमांसमेव ते। यदि मन्यसे सुवेदेति दहरमेवापि नूनम् त्वं वेत्थ ब्रह्मणो रूपम् यदस्य त्वम् यदस्य च देवेषु अथ नु मीमांसमेव ते। मन्ये विदितम् सो इन् आर्डर् टु test for the student's understanding of the teaching given in the previous chapter is correct or not, the teacher says this. And when he says, if you think within inverted commas, I know Brahman well, then daharameva api noonam, certainly your understanding of the Brahman is finite, limited, little. Tvam vetha ब्रह्मणो रूपम् यद् रूपम् यद् अस्य ब्रह्मणः रूपम् त्वम् वेत्थ यद् अस्य देवेषु दट् फार्म् आफ् ब्रह्मन् विच् यु नो दट् फार्म् आफ् ब्रह्मन् विच् यु नो अमङ्ग् द देवास् दट् अण्डर्स्टाण्डिङ्ग् आफ् युर् अण्डर्स्टाण्डिङ्ग् आफ् ब्रह्मन् that your understanding of Brahman has definitely has to be inquired into. This is what the teacher said. The student very carefully said, Manye viditam. I think Brahman is known to me. It's a mantra. And we go on to the Bhasha part. So yesterday, the Purapakshi, we can say the Purapaksha is the student only asking, Kim anekani brahmanaha rupani mahanti arbhakani cha yena aha daharam eva ityadi. Are there many forms of Brahman, big and small, because of which you say that the Brahman's form, which I know, is only infinite? Teacher said, yes, anekani namarupa upadhikritani brahmanaha rupani. न स्वतः ब्रह्मन् the absolute reality, the ultimate truth implied by the term Brahman by itself has no form of its own. But from the standpoint of the Upadhis, it has many, many forms. And what is Brahman by itself without the Upadhis? Without the Upadhis, physically you can't separate Upadhis, but cognitively you can discern Brahman from Upadhis. If you understand what Brahman exactly is, ಅಶಬ್ದಮಸ್ಪರ್ಶಮರೂಪಂ ಅವ್ಯಯಂ ತಥಾ ರಸಂ ನಿತ್ಯಮಗಂಧವತ್ ಚ ಯತ್. ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಶಬ್ದಂ ಅಶಬ್ದಂ. ಶಬ್ದ ಈಸ್ ಅನ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಪರ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್ ವಿಚ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಹರ್ಡ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಇಯರ್ಸ್. ಬಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಸ್ ನೋ ಸೌಂಡ್, ಈಸ್ ಫ್ರೀ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಸೌಂಡ್. Asparsham, it is free from touch. Arupam, it is formless. Avyam, it is changeless. Tatha arasam, it is tasteless. But sound can be heard, touch can be known. Even the change, on the part of the change, things is possible. Taste can be tasted only because of the blessing of Brahman. But Brahman by itself is free from all this. And agandhavat, Brahman has no smell. But the very smelling is possible because of the blessing of Brahman. The smell, of it called a smell, exists because of Brahman. Even the instrument of smelling functions because of Brahman. But Brahman by itself is free from this smell. Nityam, and it is timeless and changeless. Iti shabdadibhi saha rupani patishidyante. So with all these, with the words such as these of the Upanishads, which reveal the nature of Brahman, which help us distinguish Brahman from things which are not Brahman, all forms are really denied of Brahman. All forms are prohibited of Brahman. Okay. This is today's class. We come to today's class. Okay. Again, Pura Pakshi comes. Today's class, I'll come to this. We are going to see the Bhasham part. Nanu. When the Nanu comes, so doubt is going to be expressed. Yena yeva dharmena. Here, let me tell you what exactly is said here. See, here the Purapakshi means the person that doubt, okay, as a student also. Now he thinks any object is defined by its nature, isn't it? And that nature by which a given object is defined becomes the nature of that object. It cannot become the nature of something else. Even the attribute of a given object, an object which is explained, described, defined by a given attribute, that attribute becomes the nature of that attribute, object. It cannot become the attribute of something else. So he is asking here, if we say Brahman is consciousness, isn't it? Consciousness is the nature of Brahman. So if consciousness is the nature of reality, Brahman, then consciousness must be the nature of only Brahman. It cannot be nature of anything else. Okay? So that's what he's asking. But very interesting, look at this. Nanu, yenaiva dharmena, yena eva dharmena, yenaiva dharmena, yad rupyate. That object which is proved, established by whichever attribute, whichever nature. Yad means yad. Yad, he means that object, that a given thing, whichever is rupyate, is proved or established or defined by yenaiva dharmena, by whichever attribute, by whichever nature, tadeva tasya swarupam. Tadeva tasya swarupam. That attribute, that nature itself becomes the very nature of that object. Is it clear? This is the first sentence. Yenaiva dharmena yadrupyate tadeva tasya swarupam. So what he says, iti, this is how you understand. So whichever object is proved, defined with whichever attribute, by its very specific attribute or nature, and that attribute or the nature, that becomes the nature of that object. Tasya swarupam. Is it clear? Okay. Iti. Brahmanaha api yena visheshena nirupanam tadeva tasya swarupam syat. This is how we understand the nature of the things, the attribute of the things. The swarupam with which an object is established, that becomes this nature. So brahmanaha api yena visheshena nirupanam tadeva tasya swarupam syat. Therefore brahman also, the absolute reality brahman also, yena visheshena nirupanam brahmanaha. So by whichever nature of the reality brahman, brahman is this definition. By whichever nature of Brahman, there's a definition of Brahman given, or nirupanam, tadeva tasya swarupam syat. That nature alone becomes, that becomes its nature. The nature by which the definition of Brahman is made, that becomes the nature of Brahman. Tadeva tasya swarupam syat. So what? Ataha uchyate. Therefore it is said, chaitanyam. See, chaitanyam means what? The pure consciousness. So what is his understanding? Consciousness is the nature of Brahman. Understand? Therefore, prithivyadinam anyatamasya sarvesham viparinatanam va dharmaha nabhavati. For consciousness does not become the attribute, the nature of all other material things. We begin with the prithivyadinam. Consciousness does not become the attribute, the nature of elements or elementals, living beings, non-living things, the experiences, etc. Prithivi Adishabda stand, Prithivi means earth, etc. That Adishabda stands for everything. So consciousness is not the nature of, the attribute of elements such as earth, etc. So anyatamasya, prithivyadinam anyatamasya, of everything. Sarvesham viparinatanam, which have evolved. Viparinataha means which have evolved. So elements, and Ashva stands for elementals, living beings, non-living things, mobile beings, the experiences, for everything. Consciousness is not the attribute or the nature of anything else. Shotradinam prithivyadinam anyatamasya sarvesham viparinatanam va dharmaha na bhavati. Chaitanyam dharmaha na bhavati. Consciousness does not become the attribute of all these things other than Brahman. So in his buddhi, Brahman is established, Brahman is defined by consciousness as its nature. Your consciousness is only the attribute of Brahman. It does not become the attribute of anything else. He continues, Tatha Shrotradinam Antahkaranasya cha dharmaha na bhavati Brahmanaha rupam. Okay. Tatha Shrotradinam Antahkaranasya cha dharmaha na bhavati. Therefore what? Consciousness does not become the attribute or the nature of mind. The hearing power, etc. Even the mind, antakarnasya, shrotradinam, antakarnasya cha. So consciousness does not become the attribute, doesn't become the nature of mind or sense power such as hearing power, etc. So consciousness is not the swarupam of the attribute of the sense organs, not the attribute of mind, not the attribute of elements, not the attribute of elementals. Consciousness is not the attribute of anything else. Consciousness is the attribute of Brahman. These Purapakshis understanding why it is attribute of Brahman, because it is that by that consciousness Brahman is defined. So that by which any given thing is defined, proved, established, becomes its attribute. So consciousness is taken here. Brahman is established, defined by its nature of consciousness. Therefore, consciousness is what? Swarupam of Brahman is the attribute of Brahman. Shrotradinam antahkaranasya cha dharmah na bhavati. Then he says, Brahmanaha rupam. This is only what? Brahmanaha rupam iti Brahma rupyate chaitanyena. Brahma rupyate is absolute reality. Brahman is proved, defined, established by consciousness as the form of Brahman, as the attribute of Brahman, as the nature of Brahman. Brahmanaha rupam iti Brahma rupyate chaitanyena. Brahman rupyate means what? Proved, established, defined. Chaitanyena, by consciousness alone, Brahman is proved, established, defined as its form, Brahmanaha rupam, as its attribute. And having explained this, so according to Purapakshi, consciousness is the attribute of Brahman. Therefore, it is attribute only of Brahman. It is not the attribute of anything else. Why? Because Brahman is defined by consciousness. What's an attribute? Attribute is that by which a given thing is defined. And consciousness is taken for defining Brahman. Therefore, consciousness is the attribute of Brahman. Therefore, consciousness is not the attribute of Swarupam of anything else. Not of the elements, not of the elementals, not of the sense organs, not of the mind also. And having said that, beautifully, Purapakshi presents beautiful quotes. Look at this. Tathacha uktam. So also it was been said. What is that? Vijnanamanandam Brahma. All nice quotations he presents. From Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And Taittiriya Upanishad, Aitreya Upanishad. From three Upanishads, she presents beautiful quotes. Vijnanam Anandam Brahma. So, what does it mean? Pure knowledge and limitlessness is Brahma. So, there, these are the words, defining words, which reveal the reality Brahman in terms of its intrinsic swarupam. So, vijnana ghanaha eva. So, Brahman is nothing but on mass of consciousness. Mass of consciousness is Brahman. Okay. Satyam jnanam anantam Brahma. What is Brahman again? Brahman, the existence, consciousness, limitlessness is Brahman. Then prajnanam Brahma, pure consciousness is Brahman. Iticha, so in all these words, the consciousness being the nature of Brahman is revealed by this, in all these words, consciousness being the nature of Brahman is revealed. Isn't it? Therefore, what? That is how Brahman is defined. Three sentences, okay? Consciousness being the nature of Brahman is revealed by these words. And by these words, Brahman is defined. Therefore, consciousness must be the attribute of Brahman, only of Brahman. Okay. Iti cha brahmanaha rupam nirdishtam srutishu. This is how the form of Brahman has been determined, pointed out in various Upanishadic statements. Shrutishu means in various Upanishadic statements, this is how the form of Brahman, the attribute of Brahman has been pointed out or determined. Now Acharya's answer comes. What's the answer? Have you understood Purapakshi's stand? What he wants to say? Have you got it? Okay. Satyam. You are correct. Satyam evam. That is true. That's correct. Tathapi. Tad antakarana. దేహ ఇంద్రియ ఉపాధి ద్వారేణ ఏవ విజ్ఞానాది శబ్దైహి నిర్దిశ్యతే. యు ఆర్ కరెక్ట్ బట్ తథాపి తద్ నిర్దిశ్యతే దట్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈస్ డిఫైన్డ్ దట్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈస్ డిటర్మిన్డ్ దట్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈస్ డిటర్మిన్డ్ ascertained, understood, how antahkarana deha indriya upadhi dwarena yeva. Vijnanadi shabdaihi nirdishyate. When Brahman is defined by the words such as pure consciousness, knowledge, etc., that different only from the standpoint of the upadhi such as body, sense organs and mind. So all these words, okay, no doubt, they're all definitions of Brahman. Vijnana ganaha, vijnanam anandam, satyam jnanam anantam brahma, prajnanam brahma. All these beautiful words which the defining words of Brahman, and they define Brahman. So Brahman is defined by these words, all these words, only to distinguish Brahman from the upadhis. Only from the standpoint of Brahman, these words are used to distinguish Brahman. So Brahman is defined by these words. Antahkarana, mind, deha, body, indriya, stands for all sense organs. So, అంతఃకరణ దేహ ఇంద్రియ త్రీ వర్డ్స్ అండ్ అబౌట్ బాడీ మైండ్ సెన్స్ కాంప్లెక్స్. వాట్ ఈస్ బాడీ మైండ్స్ కాంప్లెక్స్? ఉపాధీస్. ద మెటీరియల్ ప్రొడక్ట్స్ విచ్ సర్వ్ యాజ్ మేనిఫెస్టింగ్ మీడియం, ఉపాధీస్. ఉపాధి ద్వారేణ ఏవ అంతఃకరణ దేహ ఇంద్రియ ఉపాధి ద్వారేణ ఏవ తద్ బ్రహ్మ విజ్ఞానాది శబ్దై నిర్దిశ్యతే. సో బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ డిఫైన్డ్, ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్, డిస్టింగ్విష్డ్ బై దీస్ వర్డ్స్ జస్ విజ్ఞానం ఎక్సెట్రా ఓన్లీ త్రూ ఓన్లీ ఫ్రమ్ ద స్టాండ్ పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ ది ఉపాధీస్ ది మేనిఫెస్టింగ్ మీడియా సచ్ యాజ్ బాడీ మైండ్స్ కాంప్లెక్స్. And because of the association, otherwise by Brahman by itself, without upadis, Brahman cannot be defined at all. In the sense, Brahman does not have any attribute. We cannot even say pure knowledge or pure consciousness as the attribute of Brahman. Not even the attribute, even the swarupa also you cannot say. So these words reveal the consciousness or pure knowledge being the nature, swarupa of Brahman. Only to the standpoint of the upadis, because to distinguish Brahman, to arrive at Brahman, from the standpoint of Brahman itself, even the word consciousness or pure knowledge or chaitanyam cannot be used, which means Brahman has no form of its own, no form, no attribute of its own. And again, tad anukaritvat, anukaritvam. So Brahman has the status of being imitative of the upadis. Seemingly imitative of the upadis. Which means, it's a good example, explain how Brahman has the status of being seemingly imitative of the upadis. See, dehadi vriddhi sankocha uchedadishu nasheshucha. See, the body, etc., object to change, okay, undergo changes. Vriddhi, body, of course, all the, etc., has what now? Vriddhi, growth. Sankochaha, no shrinking. Uchedaha, decaying. Nashaha, perishing. It's all various changes. So, vriddhihi, sankochaha, uchedaha, nashaha. In all these different changes, when all this happen on the part of the body, dehadi nam vriddhi, sankocha, uchedadishu, nasheshu. When various changes such as perishing, changing, decaying, shrinking, growing, etc. happen on the part of body maintenance complex, Brahman also has the status of being imitative or seemingly imitative of those attributes of the upadis. Nasvataha, by itself, Brahman by itself, it is not subject to any changes such as growth, shrinking, decaying, perishing, etc. So swataha tu, Brahman by itself, what is Brahman by itself? Avijnatam, already we understood, Brahman is something which is absolutely free from any attribute. It has no attribute. We cannot even these satyam, jnanam, anantam, all these words also cannot be used to define at Brahman. Brahman cannot be defined at all. Only to distinguish from the manifesting medium, only when it obtains in manifesting medium, but available for recognition, to distinguish that Brahman, these words are used. So by these definitions, we can distinguish Brahman from the manifesting media, can arrive at what Brahman is. So we can understand what Brahman is not also. So these words help us understand what Brahman is not. Thereby they help us arrive at what Brahman is. Once you arrive at what Brahman is, from the standpoint of Brahman, Brahman is absolutely free from attributes. From even we cannot talk about the Swarupa of Brahman also. Even these words cannot mean anything there. Consciousness or knowledge, etc. Why this Upanishad uses these words then? Upanishad uses these words, Satyam. Upanishad uses the word Satyam as the defining word of Brahman. What it means is, it distinguishes Brahman from everything else which is not Brahman. The word Satyam actually negates what Brahman is not. Anything and everything which has a beginning and end is negated by the word Satyam. What Brahman is not, these words only reveal what Brahman is not. So Jnanam negates what Brahman is not. It states anything Brahman is not anything which is of nature of inertness. It only for negating, to understand what Brahman is not, these words are used. So these words do not really reveal Brahman. Because these words do not define Brahman also. Initially we take them as definitions. What do these words do? These words only help us distinguish Brahman from the upadis, by negating, by state, explaining what Brahman is not. They only help us understand what Brahman is not. They do not help understand what Brahman is. When they negate what Brahman is not, then what is not negatable, what cannot be negated, can be arrived at as Brahman. Is it clear? That's a very important word here. Swatahatu. Brahman by itself is what? Avignatam vijanatam. That's why Brahman is said to be what now? Unknown for those who say that they know Brahman. Vijnatam avijanatam. Of course, Brahman is known to those who do not say that they know Brahman. Brahman is known to those who do not say they know Brahman. Brahman is not known to those who say they know Brahman. Iti sthitam bhavishyati, in the Keno Upanishad itself. The next, we are going to see later on, this mantra is going to come. Which means, we should not take all these words as definitions of Brahman. Actually speaking, of course they are definitions of Brahman, only because they help us arrive at what Brahman is, by negating, by showing what Brahman is not. Yadasya brahmanaha rupam iti purvena sambandaha. So brahmanaha rupam iti purvena yadasya sambandaha. What he says, the two words, yad asya, these two words have connection with the, or they should go with what now? పూర్వేణ. పూర్వ మీన్స్ బ్రహ్మణో రూపం, ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్. ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ విచ్ అకర్స్ ఫస్ట్ విత్ దాట్ దీస్ వర్డ్స్ యదస్య షుడ్ గో. ద వర్డ్స్ యదస్య షుడ్ గో విత్ the form of Brahman which comes first. What he wants to say here is na kevalam adhyatma upadhi parichinnasya asya brahmanah rupam tvam alpam vetha. He says na kevalam adhyatma upadhi parichinnasya asya brahmanah rupam tvam alpam vetha. Adhyatma upadhi parichinnam means what? Adhyatma upadhi means individual body mind sense complex. Are you all following? The individual body mind sense complex is said to be adhyatma upadhi. అధ్యాత్మ ఉపాధి పరిచ్ఛిన్నస్య పరిచ్ఛిన్నం బ్రహ్మ మీన్స్ వాట్ నౌ ది కాన్షియస్నెస్ బ్రహ్మన్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ ఆర్ లిమిటెడ్ బై ద ఇండివిజువల్ ఉపాధి బాడీ మైండ్సెన్స్ కాంప్లెక్స్. ఈ వాట్ అల్పం త్వం అల్పం వేత్త. Alpam Brahmanaha Rupam Vetam. This is what is what? The form of Brahman, which is not really limited, but still, the Brahman, which is associated with, limited by the individual body, mind, hands, complex, upadhi, which you know, is limited. Na kevalam, not only that, there's also other upadhis. Yadapi, అధిదైవత ఉపాధి పరిచ్ఛిన్నస్య అస్య బ్రహ్మణః రూపం. దెన్ అధిదైవత ఉపాధి మీన్స్ వాట్ నౌ? దేవరూపం. నౌ అదర్ ఇంద్ర ఎగ్జాల్టెడ్ జీవాస్ ఆఫ్ హయ్యర్ లోకస్ ఇన్క్లూడింగ్ బ్రహ్మ యు కెన్ సే. వి డోంట్ నో వాట్ దోస్ ఉపాధిస్ ఆర్, but there are upadhis much subtler, much finer, more refined, and upadhis of celestials. They are said to be adidaivata upadhi. Yadapi adidaivata upadhi parichinnasya brahmanas asya brahmanah rupam deveshu vetta tvam. See that the form of Brahman, limited by, associated with the upadhis of celestials, the exalted jivas, and the form of Brahman limited by the individual body, mind, and complex upadhis, which you know, tadapi noonam daharameva. దహరమేవ వేత్త ఇతి మన్యే అహం. డెఫినెట్లీ దట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ లిమిటెడ్, సో ఇన్ఫీరియర్. బ్రహ్మన్ బై ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇస్ వాట్ అబ్సల్యూట్, బట్ బ్రహ్మన్ దాట్ అబ్సల్యూట్ రియాలిటీ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈస్ నాట్ అవైలబుల్ ఫార్ రికగ్నిషన్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాన్ రికగ్నైజబుల్. Brahma, absolute reality, Brahman is non-recognizable at all. Because it is non-recognizable, it is mistaken for non-existent. But how can we arrive at it then? Because it's not available for any of the, we already understood, we analyzed this. Brahman is not available for any of the pramanams, not any. There's no way of arriving at it. That is why it is easy for people to say Brahman does not exist. But you have to arrive at that Brahman. That Brahman is abstract, formless reality. The Upanishad uses all these words, Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Chaitanyam, all these words are used by Brahman, Upanishads, only to distinguish Brahman from the Upadis. These words actually state what Brahman is not. So you can negate what Brahman is not. That way you can arrive at Brahman. Only the Brahman is associated with Upadhi alone is manifested with Brahman. Only the manifested reality is available for recognition. So recognizability is only of the reality Brahman associated with the Upadhis. Therefore, Upadhis are important. That is why we say Brahman is dependent on Upadhis for its manifestation, thereby for its recognizability. Brahman by itself is what? Non-recognizable. So these words are used for what now? To understand what Brahman is not. All the Upadhis have to be negated as non-reality. I mean, everything is negated as non-reality, non-Brahma, then that which cannot be negated, that which is there non-negatably, abadhitam, alone has to be claimed as Brahma. That is why it is that Brahman, abstract, formless, inexplicably, subtlest reality, which is arrived at, is actually the meaning of the word I. I is equal to Brahma. Aham Brahma. Aham Brahma. That Brahman alone, the non-definable Brahman, inexplicable Brahman, reality alone, abstract reality is referred to by the word I. So he says what now? Not only na kevalam adhyatma upadhi parichinnasya brahmanaha rupam, not only the form of Brahman limited by the individual upadhi body maintenance complex, which you know is limited, finite, even yadapi adidevata upadhi parichinnasya asya brahmanaha rupam deveshu vetatvam tadapi nunam daharameva. That the same reality which is limited by the exalted upadhis of exalted jivas, the devas, which you know as form of Brahman, that is also is limited, finite. Daharameva, there is also finite, limited, only reality associated with anything is limited. Adidaivata upadhi parichinnasya asya brahmanaha rupam deveshu tvam yaduveta tadapi nunam daharameva. That is also definitely limited, finite. So not upadhi may be the upadhi may be superior upadhi, inferior upadhi. All upadhis are mithya. The exalted jivas upadhis are also mithya. The human upadhi is also is mithya. But still it is inferior upadhi. But in all these upadhis, Brahman associated with, manifested in all these upadhis alone is recognizable. Understand? But manifested Brahman is available for recognition is definitely limited. Is it clear now? Unless you say nod your head, I can't go ahead. I'll repeat again. manifested reality is recognizable. Manifested reality, manifestations are all of one Brahman only. The manifesting medium are different. Inferior upadhi, individual body imagines complex of a human being. And exalted upadhis of exalted jivas, superior upadhis of higher jivas, are mithya upadhis. But here, the manifestations are all of one and the same only Brahman. The difference in manifestations is because of the difference in the upadhis. But the manifestations of Brahman is what now limited by the upadhis. Understand? That Brahman which you know, that form of Brahman which you know is also what? Daharameva, infinite. The manifested consciousness manifested in jiva upadhi, individual upadhi, human upadhi, consciousness manifested in the Ishwar upadhi, consciousness manifested in higher, the Deva upadhi, all upadhis are, okay? The difference is upadhis, so in differences in manifestations also, because of the difference in upadhis, but there's no difference in source of manifestation. The source of manifestation has no form, no attribute. Is it clear? This is what is the main teaching today. Yad adhyatmam yadapi deveshu. Again he repeats it. Yad adhyatmam yadyapi deveshu tadapi cha. So that Brahman associated with the individual human upadhi or associated with the deva upadhis, tadapi cha upadhi parichinnatvat, because of its being limited by the upadhis. Seemingly limited, isn't it? See, manifestation is limited by the upadhi. The source of manifestation is not limited. Understand difference now? The source of manifestation is of the nature of limitlessness. But the manifestation of the same limitless reality is limited because of the limitation of the manifesting medium, the upadhi. I think I made it very clear. Have I? Okay. Yad adhyatmam yadyap. See, this is the reason we say, if I am, you are consciousness, you must be all knowing, omniscient. Why you are not omniscient? We say the source of manifestation is the source of omniscience. The manifest I is what? Manifestation of consciousness, manifestation of the truth, isn't it? That's why we say, I am Brahman. Brahman is not I. Brahman is not I. I am Brahman. I am omniscient Brahma. But Brahman, omniscient Brahman is not I. That's why this limitation. Understand now? Why I, even though essentially I am Brahman. I am nothing but Brahman. But without upadhi, there is no way of transactions. Upadhis have limitations. That is why your hunger is not my hunger. I don't know your hunger. You don't know my hunger. You appetite. Your pain I don't know. You don't know my pain. The difference is because of the upadhis only. But without Brahman, it's not possible at all for us to understand anything. So here, what is Brahma? That source of manifestation is Brahma, which is the Swarupam of I, which alone should be claimed as the truth of I, Beautiful, isn't it? Do you see the subtleness in teaching? Yad adhyatmam yadyapi deveshu. Tadapi cha upadhi parichinnatvat daharatvat na nivartate. See, upadhi parichinnatvat daharatvat na nivartate. Very important sentence it is. See, two things are mentioned here. Upadhi parichinnatvat daharatvat na nivartate. What does he say here? This Brahman is limited by the upadhis. Therefore what? It is finite. Upadhi parichinnatvat daharatvat na nivartate. Yad adhyatmam yadapi deveshu tadapi cha upadhi parichinnatvat daharatvat na nivartate. Yad adhyatmam, but whether the upadhi is upadhi of the inferior upadhi in terms of body, mind and complex of a human being, just adhyatmam. Yad adhyatmam, yad adhyatmam is what? That upadhi, which is an inferior upadhi, in terms of body, mind and complex of a human being. Yadapicha deveshu, and also the upadhi of the devas, upadhi of the exalted beings, the devas. Still, tadapi, even then, tadapi means even then, upadhi parichinnatvat, what now has now, Brahman, the manifestation of consciousness, manifestation of Brahman, has the status of being limited by the upadhis, respective upadhis. Whether it's in human upadhi or deva upadhi, whether the body maintains complex of an individual human being, or upadhis, body's specific, that unique form of devas, all the upadhis, the manifestation of consciousness, Brahman, what now, limited by the upadhis. Then, therefore what? Daharatvat. Also now, therefore it is finite. Limited by the upadhis, therefore it has a status of being limited to finite. So manifestation of Brahman, obtaining in an individual body, mind and complex, or obtaining in the superior upadhis of devas, being limited by the upadhis is finite only. Therefore what? Na nivartate. Daharatvat na nivartate means Brahman does not become free from the status of being finite and being limited by the upadhis. So daharatvam becomes the attribute here. Parichinnatvam becomes the attribute. Parichinnatvam and daharatvam. So parichinnatvam means what? Being conditioned by the upadhis and being limited by the upadhis. Being infinite, that is unavoidable. That's what na nivartate. So Brahman does not become free from the status of being finite, being limited, or being conditioned by the upadhis. Whether the upadhis is a jiva upadhi or ishvara upadhi. That is what now? Manifestation of Brahman. Understand? But a source of manifestation is absolutely of the nature of limitlessness. Yattu vidrasta sarva upadhi visesham. Now what is that Brahman? His beautiful words are coming up here. Yattu vidrasta sarva upadhi visesham. So yattu means what? That Brahman which we are supposed to take ownership of as our own Sarupam. Yat is what? Tu. That absolute reality Brahman indeed which should be claimed, taken ownership of as the very content of I. When you say Aham Brahma Asmi, you are not equating the I to the manifested consciousness. Understand? The source of manifestation. Did you get it now? Get the point? Okay. So, yet two means whereas, yet that absolute reality Brahman, which is to be claimed as our Swarupam, what is it? Vidvastha sarva upadhi visesham. Vidvastha means what? Devoid of, free from. Sarva upadhi visesham. The absolute reality Brahman is free from the attributes of all the upadhis. Vidvastha sarva upadhi visesham Brahma means what? Absolute reality, the source of manifestation, which is free from all the attributes of the upadhis. All upadhis. Sarva upadhi visesha, viseshaha vidvastaha yasmat tad Brahma. The absolute reality is free from all the attributes of upadhis. All upadhis. Then shantam. What are the attributes of the upadhis? Birth, death, changes. You can understand the viseshas, attributes of the physical body, attributes of the mind, attributes of pranas, attributes of sense organs, their functions, the nature, experiences, everything you have to remove. See, upadhi viseshaha, attributes of upadhis means you have to remove everything. Pain, pleasure, anger, jealousy, hatred, all mana upadhi, upadhi dharmaha. The attributes of the mind upadhi, attributes of the sense organ upadhis, attributes of the body upadhi. So you have to negate all the upadhi dharmas should be negated as what? Non-attributes of Brahman. They are not attributes of Brahman. So Brahman, which has to be understood by us, arrived at by us, which has to be claimed as our own Swarupam, is free from the attributes of all the upadhis. Vidvastha sarva upadhi visesham Brahma. Then shantam Brahma. Shantam, absolutely tranquil. To understand absolutely what is absolute tranquility. It is not noiselessness or soundlessness, okay? The source of manifestation is nature of absolute tranquility. Manifestation is what? Noise and sounds and all manifestation. Understand? Manifestation, manifested consciousness is with all this upadhi. But pure consciousness is what we say now. Pure, absolute, tranquil, absolutely tranquil is Brahman. Anantam. Anantam means what? Again, limitless. So that which is that abstract, formless reality, which is absolutely tranquil, which is free from time, spatial, object limitations, then Ekam, that is one indivisible, undivided, partless whole, Ekam. Advaitam, non-dual. What is non-dual? That reality is non-separate from the matter, inseparable from matter, but the mithya matter. Therefore, it's non-dual, which alone is what now? Bhumakyam, which is implied by the term Bhuma, which is known as Bhuma, because of its nature of limitlessness, infinitude. And Nityam, timeless, everlasting reality is Brahma. Is it clear now? He talks about the source of manifestation. So whichever form of Brahman which you take, okay, which you know, whether the form of Brahman in the form of human upadhi, the form of Brahman in the form of Deva upadhi, whichever you know as Brahman, that Brahman is not that. Understand now? That is only finite. Yet to vidhasta sarvopadhi visesham shantam anantam ekam advaitam bhumakyam nityam brahma. That Brahman na tat suvedyam. Tat na suvedyam. So that is not an object to be known. So is the prefix, that's all. Vedya means to be known. That is not an object of knowledge. Iti abhiprayaha. This is what is the message conveyed here. This is what is the idea conveyed here. Iti abhiprayaha. Yataha evam athanu tasmat manye. Yataha evam athanu tasmat manye. Yata evam means what? Yataha evam, because of this reason, or such being the case. Yata evam, such being the case, atha, therefore, certainly, I think, adhyapi mimamsyam. Adhyapi means what? Adhyapi means today also, literally. Adhyapi means today also. But here, how should take it? Even now. Adhyapi should be taken as even now. So, yata evam, such being the case, atha therefore, nu certainly, tasma therefore, I think even now, mimamsyam, mimamsyam means what? Vicharyam. Only for mimamsyam you have to take it. Mimamsyam is equal to vicharyam. Mimamsyam eva, vicharyam eva. Means what? Enquired into. Te means tava, your Brahman, your understanding, your Brahman, which you think as Brahman, which you think some given object as Brahman, and your understanding of the Brahman should be further inquired into. So the inquiry should help you arrive at what exactly Brahman is. So today what he wants to say is, manifestation, the source of manifestation must be distinguished from the manifestation. The manifestation is knowledge, isn't it? Manifestation is of the knowledge. There is knowledge manifested. And manifestation is dependent on what manifesting medium. The manifesting media differ. There is ordinary Upadhi in this Bhuloka, in this world of human beings. In this world, human being is the highest, the sophisticated of the beings. There is manifestation of consciousness, manifestation of knowledge in all other living beings also. In non-living things, there is no manifestation. Non-living things, reality remains as pure reality. So, absolutely non-recognizable. There's no way of recognizing the reality in non-living things. Reality pervades there, it is there, but it's non-recognizable. In living beings, reality is recognizable because there's manifestation. In the form of knowledge, manifestation is in the form of knowledge. Understand? In what form? In what the abstract formless reality is manifest in what form? In the form of knowledge. And you can't see it through physical eyes. Man, isn't it? And there we leave all of the living beings because they're inferior beings. In this world, human being is a sophisticated human being. Therefore, we talk about the human upadhi because human being only wants to know the truth. No other being is interested. Understand? Knowing the truth. So, in this this reality associated with the individual human upadhi is limited by this upadhi. And what is associated is the manifestation. Manifestation of the reality available for recognition of knowledge is limited by the upadhi. The upadhi's movements are taken to be what? Upadhi dharmas are taken to be the upahita dharmas. In the same way, the upadhis, so we have superior exalted upadhis, like deva upadhis, which we don't even know, we have no clue. Shastram talks about there are higher lokas, we have no clue about the lokas. And then there are higher, superior beings, exalted jivas, and their upadhis are very different. And they also have the experience of sukham. Even in those upadhis also, this reality is what? Limited only. The manifestation of the reality is limited by the manifesting medium. Whether it is a Ishwara upadhi or a Jiva upadhi, Samashti upadhi or Veshti upadhi, or any other celestial upadhi, doesn't matter. Upadhis have their own limitations, have their own. There may be superiority, inferiority between them. But still they have their own limitations. And here that manifested consciousness is Ishwara. We have to go beyond Ishwara. Understand now? Actually, we're going to understand the difference between Ishwara and Brahma. We have to grow out of even Ishwara to Brahma. We'll see tomorrow that. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.